When Councilwoman Ivy Taylor was notified of four discrepancies on 2 years' worth of campaign finance reports, she was asked to correct them.
I think there were maybe three contributions where they were entered twice.
The Eastside representative chalked the mistake up to simple human error. According to the city's Ethics Review Board, Taylor or her staff asked for an extension to fix the mistakes, but missed that deadline too. Ethics Review Board member Michael Aaron says the board looked into the city clerk's files and found the work had been done, but Taylor's office failed to send the information in. City Clerk Leticia Vasek confirmed the work just wasn't saved.
The reports were corrected and were in the system.
But during the ethics review meeting, Aaron's moved to issue a letter of notification, informing Taylor she was late correcting her forms. Member Arthur Downey asked for a second. That's when this happened.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Nothing. It appeared none of the Ethics Review Board members felt they supported the motion to send Taylor a letter.
Somebody second it, please.
That is until member Robert Pyatt spoke up.
Can I have a point of information?
Yes.
Is that all that the letter is going to say?
It's going to say that, that we found that there was a violation of the campaign finance regulation.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Pyatt worried the public perceives the Ethics Review Board as a body that doesn't take inquiries very seriously and only hands out minimal punishment. Downey says unless there is a reason to suspect wrongdoing, he takes those in question at their word. Aaron says the board gives the benefit of the doubt unless there's cause for concern.
I think our general default proposition is that we should trust the council members to tell us the truth rather than view skeptically the statements that they give us.
Downey also said the board has limited resources for investigations, but the board did say it checked into this matter and resolved it how they felt it should have been handled. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.